760 WJR on a Tuesday in the city of Detroit. No matter where you are in the country, in the world perhaps, you were affected by what happened to Rob and Michelle Reiner, allegedly at the hands of their son Nick, somebody who has dealt with drug addiction in the past, mental illness in the past. And if you're just tuning in, Nick Reiner was supposed to appear in court for the first time today, but he has not been medically cleared to do so. So that did not happen today. And one of the things I wanted to talk about is, what do you do if you have a family member who is dealing with mental illness or drug addiction, and you live perhaps in fear a little bit about what could happen? Are you safe? Are they safe? To help us talk about it, Jamie Clayton, president and CEO of Oakland Family Services. Jamie, thanks so much for the time. I know this is something that you probably hear a lot from family members. What do you do? So first and foremost, when you heard the news about the Reiners and allegedly it happened at the hands of their son, what was your reaction?
Hi, Ryan. Thanks for having me. I have a mixed reaction as a professional. I want us to be really careful. We don't really know the details yet. We just know what we're hearing. And I want to be careful that it doesn't get salacious. And, there was also rumors that the son had been sober for quite some time. So I get nervous whenever this kind of thing happens, the same thing around Brown University, these terrible mass shootings, that we're automatically start tying violence and mental illness together when the majority of people who deal with mental health issues or substance misuse and addiction are not violent. They're your next door neighbor. Like you said, they could be a family member and they're just trying to get better. There is not necessarily a correlation between violence and these issues. And so I'm happy. I want us to talk about what to look for and how to help people. But I did think it was important to put that out there.
Sure, no doubt. But Nick himself has admitted and the parents admitted that he had dealt with mental issues in the past or mental illness in the past. And, if you do deal with something like that, I mean, I'm not a medical doctor, I'm not a therapist, but perhaps you're on some sort of program to continue to stay good. And I don't know the details of Nick. I'm just going by what he said and his parents. And I guess, Jamie, if you are in fear of somebody, what do you do to try to stay safe? I guess I don't.
I hear you. Yep. So I think the first thing that you want to do in any situation, if you're not feeling safe, is to take some kind of steps. So that could be, helping that person live someplace else. That could be putting in rules and guidelines, and it could be calling the police. I think things are really escalating at the point that you're not feeling safe. And if you're not feeling safe for yourself, the person that you're afraid of is at risk as well. So I think that, even though we heard that Nick has been in and out of treatment, treatment works. Counseling is key and is important. And I suggest people, do that for themselves. I think the other thing is that a lot of times things escalate when a family is trying to control someone else's behaviors or emotions or reactions, particularly when you're talking about substance use or mood changes in mental health. And one of the hardest things we do when we're doing treatment, or back in the day when I did therapy, is actually meeting people where they are, not where you wish they would be. I'll say that again, meeting people where they are, not where you wish they would be. And so putting a lot of stigma and stipulations on people can escalate things quickly.
I just want to highlight that part of it. What does that look like? What is that? Is there an example, or what does that look like?
Yeah. So it could be that let's separate the issues, even though mental health and substance use typically go together. Let's say you're dealing with someone that you think is drinking too much, just to make it as easy as possible. And if you meet them where they are, it could be maybe they have said that they're not sure if they have a problem. So if they're not sure they have a problem, but you're fighting and telling them they do, that isn't going to get you where you want to go. Meet them where they are, which is, how will we know if you have a problem? What if you try to stop drinking to see if you have a problem? So hammering somebody with what you think you know in your head. I know you have a drug problem. I know you have an alcohol problem. I know you're depressed. Is not necessarily going to help someone. We know now that mental health and substance use issues are chronic diseases and illnesses, just like diabetes or high blood pressure. There's an actual physical medical component. And while we might, you know, tell someone we wish they would change their diet, we don't stigmatize them. We don't get in fights with them. Most of us don't, about their health issues. We try and get someone to go to a doctor. We talk to them about taking care of themselves. We try to coax someone there out of love. And I think because there's behavioral issues that certainly go with mental health and substance use, it's a bit harder to meet people where they are. In treatment, we talk a lot about different stages of change. And if you think for yourself, even about a diet, you might think you need to go on a diet, but what are all the steps you have to take to actually go on a diet and then to actually stay on one? It's the same when you're talking about treating your depression or treating your marijuana use. You have to start understanding you have a problem, and then there's lots of steps to get there. And so as family members, if we can walk with that person, come from a place of love and caring, it's usually much more effective. But by the point you're truly afraid of someone, then you need to be taking appropriate steps so they're not in your home, so that you are protecting yourself and others. And, you know, there's a big gap between the things we're talking about.
No doubt. And I agree with that. We're talking to Jamie Clayton, president and CEO of Oakland Family Services. You know, I think about what happened at the, I believe it was the Walmart in Traverse City, too, where the person stabbed 11 people or whatever the case was.
Right.
I remember the mother saying, you know, we begged people to try to get him help, and there's nothing you could do about it, essentially, was the gist of her argument. And I think about that mother, and I feel for her. You know, what do you do, essentially, when you have somebody, a son, perhaps, in her case, that you know is not well, and, you know, ultimately went out and injured people? Like, what does that mother do? I just my heart bleeds for people that don't know where to turn.
Yeah, it's a really difficult situation. And she talked a lot about the mental health system being broken and where you can access it and where you can't. And some of us are working hard towards that kind of systemic change. You know, there is the ability to go and file petitions at the court for guardianship or for commitment. It takes a lot to get to that point. So I think it's really about continuing to focus on the things that might be in our ability and the things that aren't. And so, again, can I accompany them to an appointment? If it's someone who, let's say, will start with, they're willing to see their personal doctor, but they're not willing to talk about mental health, start there. Most doctor's offices now are equipped with certain kinds of screenings that can be done for mental health and substance use. And so it's really like we talk about what the moment of truth is for someone when they realize they need help or are open to it. And it's creating the best possible environment so you're not at odds with someone when that moment of truth comes. But I'll be honest, Ryan, it's not a perfect system. Mental health and substance issues are very difficult. And we're not going to stop every single one of these, I don't think. But I think the more we make treatment accessible, the more there's parity and there's not insurance blockages, and the system has more access points for people. And the more conversations like this one, where people understand that you can go to your insurance, you can go to your primary doctor, you can go to a mental health clinic, these are all the places to get help. And if you can't get the other person to go, you can go yourself to learn how you could best cope.
No doubt. That we need
kinds of conversations are the best.
We need more Jamie Claytons out there. Jamie, we appreciate it, my friend.
Thank you for having me.
You got it. President C. Oakland Family Services. Coming right back. Would you disassociate with somebody because of political beliefs? Somebody did that today. Tell you that story next. And take your phone calls at 800-859-0-WJR. 760-WJR.